Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. And I have a random bonus review for you guys. I did The Green Knight in the last episode. If you haven't checked that one out, please do. That was an interesting movie. The only other major release this past weekend was that Disney Rock Jungle Cruise, whatever it was called. And yeah, I wasn't going to do that one. Had no reason to watch that. And as you guys know, outside of the random stuff I like to do, I try to do whatever's trending in the top 10. So you guys have that freshness. So I took a look and there's this movie that's currently trending at number 5 as of this recording in the U.S., and it's called The Vault, and just released this past weekend, and I don't know anything about it, so this is going to be a completely blind review. And so what is this one about? Well, it opens up with this scavenging mission somewhere off the coast of Spain, and it locates some important relics. Now, shortly after they find these relics, the government comes out there and kind of seizes the whole situation. And they go to court, and they're decided that they're not allowed to keep these relics because they didn't have permission to be out there scavenging in the first place. Now, the government really doesn't know what's in these relics or what they have there. And apparently, in these relics, there's some kind of code or something in there that has this location to this secret treasure. So, you know, the government seizes everything and they transport all this stuff down to this bank vault that's, you know, supposedly impenetrable and break-proof and all this stuff. Meanwhile, we go to London and we meet Tom, who is this brilliant engineer, and he's turned down a bunch of job offers to his father's dismay, and, you know, he wants him to find some direction and figure out what he wants to do. And while they're out to dinner, he gets this strange message to meet up, and this woman comes up to him, and she takes him to the owner of the scavenging company, and he explains the job, and Tom is intrigued by it. Not in the treasure part of it, but in solving a problem that no one else has been able to solve, since, you know, he's this genius, and that's what he likes to do. Fast forward, and during the prep for the mission, they found out exactly what they're up against. And he only has a few days to figure out the solution and come up with a plan to defeat this vault. And that's where I'm going to stop. Spoiler free, but of course, he figures out how to crack the safe, but he has to put himself right in the middle of the mission and in danger when he was only hired to just plan it out. So now he actually has to execute the plan in the field. Can he do it? And what did the pros think about this one? Well, they came in at a 54% with the audience at a 58% on the Rotten scale. So they're pretty close. They kind of pretty much agree with each other. And what did I think? Well, let's start with the positives. Most of the elements of a good heist movie are here. A plan that has a very narrow window of success. You know, it has to be somewhat complicated, but not too deep so that we don't understand what's going on. It has to have those tense moments while carrying out the plan, those moments where they're either close to getting caught or worse. It has to have some improvisation when things undoubtedly go wrong, because they never go as exactly planned on these jobs. The job itself is pretty interesting and has enough movie logic to hold it together. It really picks up when they start executing the final part of the job, and it was pretty exciting. And the ending was okay. They were setting up that sequel that will probably never get made. There's really no reason to do a sequel to this. I don't know why they set that up. But anyway, that kind of leads to my negatives. And as you guys know, I'm all about movie logic. No matter how silly it is, as long as they stay consistent, I'll go with it. I won't question it. But no. There's no way Tom got up to speed to not only figure out how to use all this grappling equipment and stuff. There's no way in a couple days he could have got up with the physical requirements for this job. He was just too unathletic and just lacked the physical prowess to do this. That was just too unbelievable and kind of took me out of the moment when they were, you know, doing the job. And I said for the most part it had all of the elements of a good heist movie. But there's one major thing that's missing here. And that's the characters. They were not colorful enough. They lacked charisma. You really need a lot of charisma and style. And that's what's required to make this really pop. There should have been like more witty, fun banter, some clever one-liners, a clear villain within the group like these movies always have. Without that, it's just kind of bland when they're, you know, doing the heist stuff. It really doesn't really, you know, jump off like I wanted it to. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? I'm going to give this the slight margin. I'm going to go ahead and give this a 60%. So this is a very soft recommendation. The characters, you know, they weren't very interesting. And they, like I said, they lacked that overall chemistry that would have really made this thing go. It would have taken it up to the next level, which I think attributed to the low scores. Because the job and all that stuff is right there, but the characters, they were kind of flat. But I think like the planning, the execution of the heist, all that stuff was effective enough to make this one worth a watch. So if you're looking for something light and family friendly to watch at home, this one fits the bill. There's not any kind of super language or sex or a lot of violence or anything like that. It's just a nice little heist movie. So this definitely could be something that you could just turn on and watch with the family. And yeah. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. I am up on Instagram and Facebook. Same name. I post all my posters there and the links to the podcast. Also up on all streaming platforms now, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Google Podcasts. I'm everywhere now. So wherever you want to stream me, I'm most likely on that platform. So definitely go check me out. Like, share, subscribe, all of that good stuff. And yeah, we got a busy month coming up. A really busy month. There are a lot of movies releasing in the theaters, which are going to kind of go against my whole low budget theme, but I got a lot of interesting movies. They might not be low budget, but I got some interesting things that are below the radar. I am going to do some of the bigger ones. Like, I mean, I'll spoil it for you now. Definitely going to be doing Suicide Squad on the podcast. And only normally I don't wouldn't do a superhero movie, but I'm doing it because of how poorly or lukewarm the original one, and this is kind of a reboot, so I kind of want to address that situation, so I want to check that out. There's a lot of movies coming out, so I'm not going to spoil it. I'm still going to have my low budget thing, still going to do my streaming thing. I got a couple of disturbing movies I want to get into. One, I'm probably going to do this week because I've seen it before and I just need to go back and watch it, refresh myself, because it's on the list and it keeps popping up on the list. I want to kind of cross it off. But anyway, now I am rambling. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.